is Thursday afternoon when KRBS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Green Temple, a poem by Amy Flurry, which appears in the Vision and Verse Anthology of Poetry from the Vision Verse Art and Poetry Exhibits. Amy Flurry teaches in the MFA writing program at McNeese State University. Green Temple. For now, forget the red of tooth and claw. The great temple and its teachings are green. Its amplitude is thick and vegetal, the lobes and clefts of leaves all chordate, serrate, and spathe. The leaves that cut and those that soothe, such rhythms, these layerings, they bewilder and teem in the vaulted corridors of green. There is gladness in the green-gold tides of wheat, in the open-handedness of oaks, in the river's verdigris creep over moss-swaded stones, and fishes beneath. The grass whistle, taut between thumbs brought to the mouth, thrums greenly. Gleaming mallards and teals dabble on ponds and among the rushes, dragonfly wings. Water and sun and soil make green. Windfall apples and pears, oh yes, pears, cucumber sliced translucence, scalloped edges of lettuce, glossy leafed corn stalks, waxy cabbages, asparagus, okra, healing tongues of aloe, basil, and beans. The silo is abandoned, yet vines still climb its walls with vigor. In the greeny deeps of the thicket, one finds the fortitude of chlorophyll. In the winking aurora borealis, streaks of commonplace joy. Aphids and thrips move nimbly along while the jointed mantis devours her mate. Everything living, everything green, conspires to thrive and die, every sapling a creed. And the second poem today by Patrice Melnick, who directs the Festival of Words festival every year in the fall out of Grand Coteau. Patrice Melnick's poem in the Vision and Verse anthology is entitled This Road. Someone outside steers a lawnmower that rumbles and roars, emitting machine growls, and my head is a jumble of caffeinated slinkies. My mind is a basement of baited mousetraps, a room full of buckets of stagnant rainwater from a leaky roof. It's dank down here and cluttered with scattered bills, half-read books, and to-do lists with little crossed off. This mine pit fills with gas from a leaky pipe as the space grows toxic hot. Sinking down into a dream, I light a match, and the sky explodes into quiet, lavender-lit feather clouds that whisper along the horizon and hover over a country lane. The road offers me options. I can drive or bike, or walk. But this is my road, and I must take it.